The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You can also watch us on live stream. Go to ESPN975.com and just click on the watch us on live stream. That's simple. It actually looks pretty good. We got this background working now. So missed the first hour, a lot of good stuff. Talked a little bit about our first show recording yesterday and how that went, and talked a little bit with Lance Erline about some soccer. A lot of soccer there.
A little too much soccer for me. Indeed, though.
And also, didn't get a chance to tell you, but if you haven't checked out sportsmap.com today, please do. Lots of great stuff. Please follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. We've got Joel Blank's column up today on how the Texans should take a shot with Adrian Peterson. I've also got a video from Charlie Polillo who says that Jeff Luno plundered the Pirates with the Garrett Cole trade.
Yeah,
it's looking pretty good, isn't it? And then Jose was out at the Big Three on Friday and did a nice little piece on that. We got our Astros wrap-up for the week, all kinds of good stuff. So go and check it out. I'm actually going to the Astros game tomorrow night.
What?
Yeah, a bunch of us are going for the Jays-Astros.
What time is the game at?
Yeah, I'm going to have to miss a few innings. That's okay. That's always the problem.
That is the problem.
Yeah, unlike some people around here who just go off and go straight to get there early, not me.
You're going to stick it out, huh?
I'm going to stick it out.
Good for you.
And I'll be a little late. But
what a trooper.
You know, show's more important. All right, this is your segment. Well, this segment and probably the next one, because we're already pretty late into this.
Yeah,
segment.
I thought it would be a good idea to get into some of the current events. I was curious your thoughts on it, on two big current event issues that are in the news.
Okay.
And I know this is people are going to say, oh, why are you guys getting political? But, these are just hot topics in the news that I found interesting, and I wanted to get your take on. Joan, do you have that piece of audio from earlier?
You don't have to be a golden retriever to hear all the dog whistles coming out of the White House these days. And from my friend David over here.
Final point, David. Michael, all right, look, you said that about David. David,
Michael,
go ahead.
Michael Hayden posted a picture of Auschwitz. Donnie
Deutsch
is talking.
That liberal look, Michael Hayden. Yeah, look, that screaming liberal
out of your,
Michael Hayden.
You're out of your cotton-picking mind.
Cotton-picking mind? Listen,
you guys, let me tell you something. I got some relatives
who pick cotton.
This is ridiculous.
And I'm not going to allow you to attack me like that on TV. I'm not out of my cotton-picking mind.
You're out of your mind. You're out of your mind.
He said you're out of your mind. Gentlemen, we're going to leave it right there.
This is ridiculous. This is what's gone on in America. This is what we're about.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Let's
end it on a civil note. I appreciate you both coming in. Have a wonderful Sunday with your
families. Happy Sunday.
Thank you, guys.
Okay. First of all, and cotton picking mind is kind of an old school term.
Yeah.
Did you know it was like considered racist?
Yeah, I'd heard that before, and so it's not something I would use simply because it's weird, and I hate.
I always thought it was made for like because you can't say you're out of your mother bleeping mind.
Well, yeah.
Like it was a twist on words to make it like more friendly for kids. Like, because Bugs Bunny used to say cotton picking.
Yeah, but some people find it racist. So it's like posse. I quit using the word posse in relation to talking about a group of people who are, even my little crew is no longer a posse because of that. If people find it offensive, so be it. I'll find another word. There's plenty of other good words out there. But yeah, I've heard that from a couple people now, and it's stuff that, man, when I was growing up, that was a very common phrase. But, it's the world's changed, man.
Did you know, I took some time to look up other phrases that are apparently racist that you may not have known.
Okay.
Did you know that paddy wagon is racist?
No, I did not.
Apparently, it's a semi-derogatory slang word for an Irishman. And it's, you know, a paddy wagon is like a those old school like police vans that can hold a bunch of people.
Right.
And apparently it was for because there was a bunch of Irish people being loaded up into these wagons. They called them paddy wagons. I didn't know that. Did you know that sold down the river is racist? Mm. Like, I thought that was like selling somebody out.
Yeah.
Like you screwed me over. But slave owners would often sell troublesome slaves, literally sending them down the Mississippi River to plantations with harsher conditions.
I had never heard of that either.
I didn't either. Did you know the word, how about this? No can do and long time no see. Would you think that either of those were racist?
No.
These are them. I think these are ones. I mean, I use both of them. I use long time no see like as a joke. But in the early 20th century, no can do and other broken English phrases were a way to make fun of how Chinese immigrants and other Asians communicated. The same goes for long time no see, which was used to mock Native American pidgin language speaking patterns. So now, next time Jong asks me to do something, I'm not going to say no can do.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because that would be considered very racist. How about gypped?
Are we making fun of gypsies now?
Gypsies, yeah. Little did you know, huh? So, yeah, there's a bunch of words. And I didn't know cotton picking was racist, but then...
I just heard this a couple of months ago when this came up and that people were really...
Well, somebody got suspended a couple months ago for it. Yeah. But when I heard this, I was like... When I heard the black guy say, "Excuse me, cotton picking mind," I was like, "Oh no! Now I see what he's done." Like it was like, it almost took me hearing a white person say it to a black person to go, "Oh, that was a dumb thing to say."
Yeah,
but yeah, I never knew that. Like cotton picking mind is like something my grandma would say. It's like I thought that was like old people talk. But,
yeah,
but then as it turns out, old people are pretty racist. Like that's.
Well, you mentioned Bugs Bunny, man. Go back and watch some of those cartoons now.
That's true.
That Popeye and stuff like that. And there's Heckle and Jekyll. I mean, a lot of those.
Did we know.
Yeah, you're like, well, and we grew up on those. At least I did. That was, you know.
And I asked Jong, and Jong said, I asked Jong if he thought it was racist. He was like, oh, yeah. Like Jong knew. He's woke. Like, I'm not me. It took me a while to figure it out. But Jong is womp womp. Anytime something serious comes up, I'm just going to say womp womp. So I didn't know that. I didn't know that cotton picking mine was racist, and I learned that today, or learned it yesterday, I guess. And then the other current event that happened was Sarah Huckabee Sanders being kicked out of a restaurant because she works for the president. You have beef with this? I mean, the Supreme Court thing came down when I was on vacation about the bakers and how bakeries will not be, they will not have to make cakes for gays. To me, this is kind of similar. It's like, I guess if that's the rules, you don't really have to do it. I think it's stupid. I think everybody should just, I mean, if you start a business, it's to make money. So in my opinion, like somebody comes in with some money. Oh, I'd like to serve that person. Get some money from them. Because that's what business is about. Like, that's your job, is to make money. Otherwise, your business isn't going to last forever. And if you start to alienate half your business, or at least half your potential business, I think it's a bonehead move. But, I mean, to me, it's within everyone's legal rights. I don't know if it's... it's not like it's a... Is it really discrimination? Like, can you discriminate based on political leanings or on someone's work? I guess so.
Yeah.
But it does seem odd.
I think it's kind of stupid. I really do. If it's your business, you can choose who you want to have in there. But if you're not serving somebody for political reasons, that's just chicken bleep to me. It really is. It's, you know, fine. But then you start deciding, okay, I didn't like what this person said about this, and it's like, okay, this is what we're going to get to. All right, I'm out on that. But, oh well. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Yeah, Speedy Gonzalez was pretty racist, now that I think about it.
He was, extremely.
Yeah. Pepe Le Pew.
A little bit.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's some of them, when you think about it, yeah, I could see why that would bother somebody. But I've kind of gotten now where if something bothers somebody, I just find another phrase or word.
Just move on.
Yeah, there's other stuff out there. But I would not tell Sarah Huckabee Sanders, hey, you can't buy Acing Racing.
No.
It's like, you know what?
You'd be out of your cotton picking mind if you said that.
I know. I'd be like, hey.
No can do. You know, no can do.
Long
there.
Time no see. Oh, God.
You would be jipping yourself, basically.
Exactly. And I'm not about that life.
All right, let's talk to my man, Aubrey Theodi. Aubrey, what's going on, bud?
Hey, guys. Beautiful afternoon.
Aubrey, did you get a new phone?
Rain here and there throughout the city.
Did you get a new phone,
sometimes,
Aubrey?
Sometimes. Hey, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, this is the best you've sounded in about 3 weeks.
Well, that's good.
That's great.
Going up. We're going up.
Yeah.
So pick up the phone if you want a good sound when you come into the home, and you can ooh and ah and see clean carpets, upholstery, tile, grout, leather, drapery, the tapestry drapes. You shake them in the dusk, looks like a tornado's going through. Pick up the phone, dial 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-DIRT-FRE. We come out to your house, $100,000 machine. Now, every job you have as Duke Friends will test for you first. So if you were thinking about doing the marble, we'll test the area, make sure it's going to come up to standards, and then do the job. We'll test the tile, leather, your drapes, your carpets. Everything gets tested out. We make sure it's going to come out perfect. No soaps, chemical residues, or tap water. Giant $100,000 machine. It's time to dial 281-DIRT-FREE. Let us come to your home, impress you with this technology, and we'll do it for less. Right now, I've got a special where we've got a partner company, New Look Nails. They're doing like a manicure or pedicure for the ladies for free. And then the guys get the $100 free speed dry. So we've got two freebies you can choose from when you dial 281-DIRT-FREE. You do the regular carpet cleaning, and you get the two freebies included in the rate. So you get the speed dry and a partnered New Look Nails free mani pedi for mom. So two freebies, a mani or pedi. I don't even know how to say that thing. But I do know that we've got a coupon for you. When you do the carpet, there's two freebies with every sale. 281-DIRT-FREE, DIRTFREECarpet.com, and I think you'll be very impressed with the quality of machinery and technology you get in your home.
All right. That's Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free. We'll talk to you next week, Aubrey.
Thanks, guys.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Was that all the current events you wanted to get into?
That's enough for one day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we'll talk some more later, or maybe like later in the week, but yeah, that's enough for one day.
All right. So do you want to do calls on this or not, since you've got...
Oh, we could take some calls, sure.
All right. We'll pick one.
Let's go to David. Hey, David.
Hello.
Hey, sports.
Hello, listen. Hi, how you doing? Listen, Sarah Huckabee gets paid by United States tax dollars, and she gets on the TV and lies to the American public every single day. So, yeah, you come in my restaurant, you can get the hell out because you're a liar. Have a good day, gentlemen.
All right. Do you think Sarah Huckabee Sanders knows she's lying, or do you think she's just passing on the information that she's told?
Oh, I'm sure if she's lying about something, she knows.
She's so aggressive.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to give something away to the people because
let's get this out of the way first.
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, you Mike, don't ruin this. Don't ruin my day.
Hey, guys. I was just wondering if AJ had the list there handy, because I was wondering if you tell somebody that their mother frequently pleasures the football team orally. Is that considered offensive?
Fred, I'm going to let you take this one.
Jong, I'm going to let you take this one.
Jong, nothing?
Nothing.
No can do.
Yeah. Oh, no. Well, Jong's Asian. He's allowed to say that.
Yeah.
That's okay. All right. What are you giving away, Fred?
Testify tickets. July 28th, win two tickets to see Testify, the tribute to Rage Against the Machine. They're going to play Warehouse Live on July 28th. Doors open at 7, 8 o'clock show. If you didn't get to win, purchase your tickets at warehouselive.com. We'll give it to caller 15. So the problem is you got people that just, whenever you bring that up, there's people that she can do no wrong and she can do no right. That's just life. And until one brings up a good point, you just described every politician.
Yeah, they're all a bunch of liars.
They all lie and they get paid with our tax dollars.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the one difference is at least these guys don't really make any bones about the fact that they're lying.
Does Sarah Huckabee Sanders still turn you on?
Oh, I would, yeah.
Yeah? You're into that?
Yeah.
She's not for me.
Really?
No, she's too angry.
No, I'm
already married. I don't need a second angry woman in my life.
I just think she needs a little stress relief, AJ. I think you could help her out.
I don't think so.
I think you could do right by her.
No, I don't think so. Yeah. That's too much of a task for me.
Yeah. But 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, I'd be happy to take your phone calls after we give this away. I don't even know where to go from there.
You know exactly where to go. I'm just kidding. You probably don't.
No, I don't.
Because I don't either. I don't know what the proper transition would
be. Yeah.
I guess we can go back to some sports.
Yeah, like what?
Did you hear that LeBron is now saying that he doesn't want teams to pitch him. He just wants to decide for himself.
Well, I don't really see a problem with that. By now, doesn't he already know? I mean, he knows everything he needs to know.
If he's so, like, all these people who are spending money putting up billboards and things like that, it's like, this isn't what I'm looking for. Like, at this point, wouldn't you stop doing that because maybe it's a turnoff?
I don't think he's paying any attention to any of that. I think what he's doing is he just doesn't want to be bothered. He'll make his decision, and then he'll let everybody know. And maybe his decision's already made. Maybe that's part of it. There's no point in going through this, I'm going to go tour this place. Because that's always worked out so well.
Yeah.
Remember when they pissed off Jeremy Lin by putting Carmelo Anthony up there with that
number?
Oh,
yes.
And he had to write to his diary. Dear diary, the Rockets hurt my feelings. Yeah. So I don't... To me, it's funny because you keep getting all these reports based on somebody said this or heard this or whatever. And in the end, I think we've seen it in the past with LeBron. Nobody really knew what he was going to do until he did it. When he did the decision, I don't think anybody really believed he was going to Miami until he actually got on there and announced he was taking his talents to South Beach. And then right when you're wondering what's going to happen next, I'm going home, and he does the big story. I think that caught people a little bit by surprise, too. So I don't...
No, not me. I bet 30-1 on the Cavs 3 days before.
Yeah, well, by then it was...
It didn't work out, but I had good number.
But even so, I think that was still... there were rumors out there, but nobody really knew what he was going to do until he did it. And it kind of just popped in the middle of the day, as I recall.
Yep.
So I think that's... whatever happens here, I don't think anybody's going to find out until the day of when he says, I'm opting back in. I'm staying here.
There's a Twitter handle called Uninterrupted, which is run by LeBron and his people. And they quote retweeted this guy, a Bleacher Report, talking about LeBron and how he's now Steph Curry, KD, Harden, and AD all rolled up into one. The Twitter handle retweeted it with 3 rocket emojis, and people are freaking out. So we've gotten to this point.
Yeah. Well, and then I guess he changed his Instagram and Twitter to reflect Akron and not Cleveland, and people are like, okay, what does this mean? It's just, I think, stop reading stuff into it.
If you were a betting man, What's your best guess now?
I'm not really buying the whole Lakers thing. I think that's one of those that the more I keep reading the sources that keep saying that, it's all people who benefit greatly if LeBron goes to L.A. I got a sneaking suspicion he might stick around in Cleveland for one more year.
Jong?
Yeah. From the get-go, I said Cleveland.
What say you, Jong?
From the get-go, I said Cleveland.
All right. I kind of buy the L.A. thing because I can see Chris Paul going in there to play with him. And they've got a couple of young guys. Maybe they can trade for Kawhi Leonard. Maybe they can't. But if they,
yeah,
can't,
I don't think they're. I don't think the Spurs are trading him there.
I don't think so either. But
and as long as the Ball family's involved with the Lakers, I can't see LeBron wanting to deal with that garbage.
I mean, on the level of who's got clout anywhere, wouldn't you say that LeBron James is way higher than the entire Ball family?
Yeah, but you know what? The father whose name I will not mention is the ultimate troll, and having LeBron on that team, he's going to go after him. And
well, the Lakers have already, like, I think they kind of pulled the rug out from under him when they said, we're not inviting LiAngelo to Summer League. I mean, that's like Summer League. Everybody can go to Summer League. They're like, no, he's not invited there. That dude just can't play.
Did you see the report that he shot for the Lakers or somebody, and he took 16 shots and made 4.
Well, that's
three pointers.
Well,
so if you can't make that
with nobody guarding you,
yeah.
Oh yeah, you ain't making it.
Well, that's kind of Rockets like.
Well, that's what was it? Game 6. 4 would have been welcome.
Yeah, that would have made all the difference in the world. All right, 713-780-3776.
Oh, guess what's going to happen at 6 o'clock?
What?
Eric's going to come in.
Awesome.
You know what he's going to have?
Beer.
Beer, OG Hop Delusion, the new the new brew that they've got. It's coming out in July, so we're almost there. But we're gonna get, because we're fancies, Fred, with our own signature whiskeys. At least one of us, we're gonna get the early glimpse at the OG Hop Delusion. They've got a bunch of other great summer beers on tap right now: Staycation, Tasty Waves, Love Street, Weekend Warrior, Session IPA, all over the city. You can pick them up at grocery stores, at liquor stores, at your favorite bar, wherever you're at. And they've got a ton of great events going on at Carbach. Every Wednesday night, Music to Your Beer Wednesdays, the multi-genre music nights. They've got no cost, just normal beer garden pricing. Or every Thursday evening, the Weekend Warrior Run Club, a 3-mile run from the brewery. Get a free Weekend Warrior after, or come out this 4th of July for the Wings of Freedom 5K. Plus, Nick Lee and the Texas Gentlemen covering Willie Nelson songs. All happening this summer and only at Carbach. Whenever you're out and about, make sure to tell your bartender, please make it a Carbach.
This is the Blitz.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number. Haven't talked to any Astros. They just steadily winning two out of three.
Sport.
Yeah. They're rolling right along.
The Royals are really bad.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny, though. Everybody was beating up Ken Giles for that game the other night. It's like, how many guys do you leave on base in that game? I mean, how do you not get runs against that guy?
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, you would have liked to have seen him not give up.
And that runs, game, but the game on, was it Saturday?
The extra innings one, yeah.
What a crazy finish. Like, that's the second time that, like, the most routine of plays has won a game for the Astros because the other team wasn't able to make, like, the most routine possible play.
It's pretty basic.
But, I mean, that's bad.
But pretty good day yesterday, and Yuli Gurriel with the grand slam. He's been hot. So they're rolling right along. They're beating up the bad teams, which is what they're supposed to do.
Stretching out that lead. And another, I don't want to say a bad team, but a below-average team coming in with the Blue Jays.
Should win another series, frankly.
Should, absolutely.
don't know if you knew this, but your buddy Kyle Tucker has been on fire in Triple A.
Oh, yeah.
He's up to 314, 10 homers, 57 RBI in 69 games, 13 out of 15 on steals. He's starting to do what you were hoping he would do when you sent him down.
So what do you do? Do you wait till September?
Man, I don't know. I you don't need him right now.
That's what I'm thinking.
And you don't bring him up to be a fourth outfielder. If you're bringing him up, you got to play him, right?
I mean, that's what I would think. You don't want to take a hot bat and bring it up and just put it on ice.
Yeah.
And honestly, I mean, can we agree that Tony Kemp's been a really nice burst of energy for this team? Like, that's a guy that, I mean, I'd like to see him continue to get at-bats because he's played well. I want to see more of that guy.
Yeah, I want to see more of him and less of Mariznick.
I'm with you.
And I think that's a guy who could fill a pretty good role for you in terms of, you know, he's got speed. You can put him in as a pinch runner. Not the defensive player Mariznick is, but you know, he hasn't played outfield for that long.
No.
So.
And I'm guessing he could be, I mean, in a pinch, he's way more versatile than Jake Mariznick because he could give you some middle infield play if you needed. And I don't know. I feel like I think he's got a lot more value. But if I'm saying, okay, we're not going to play Mariznick anymore, I would just give as many of his starts as possible to Tony Kemp. I don't think you bring up anybody yet.
I don't think you need to unless somebody gets hurt. And if he's going to get some extended time playing an outfield position, like let's say Reddick goes on the DL and he's going to be out for 3 weeks, I might do it then so I can see what he can do at the major league level. And it might be that he never gives the job up and you're a better team for it. But at this point, I don't know what you do.
The other thing you could say is, well, you could start giving him some of Marwin Gonzalez's at-bats.
Because, now, Marwin's been better, though, of late, and plus he's so versatile. You like having him around. He doesn't have to play every day.
Yeah.
But maybe you could. I mean, I think those would be the guys you'd look at, right? Marwin and Reddick.
I would assume.
At this point. I think you got to get Kemp out there as much as you can.
I'm with you.
So I like that guy. Plus, he just gives you a different dynamic that they don't really have. Which is a guy who can bunt and a guy who can move runners and
and the other thing you're doing if you do bring him up, you're basically saying Derek Fisher can't play because I wouldn't argue with it because so far it hasn't looked like he can play, but I mean that dude's already on the 40-man roster, and if you're just gonna say, you know what, we can't, we're skipping over him, like it. What's going to happen to him? He's going to wither away at AAA forever?
Well, I mean, that's a problem when you got a team that's this deep.
Exactly.
What are you going to do with those guys?
Well, that's why I always say you should trade them before anybody finds out if they can play or not.
Yeah, because I think Derek Fisher would have had more value this time last year than he does now.
Without question. And, there were people who, if Derek Fisher would have been involved in the Verlander trade, people were ready to be upset about it. And it turns out, or what if they would have traded Derek Fisher to get Garrett Cole? Oh, no, we had to give up one of our best prospects. Who cares? You're getting guys who can play now and you know can play. I don't know if Derek Fisher's ever going to be able to play. I don't know if Kyle Tucker can play in the big leagues. I mean, if he can, that's awesome. But a lot of these guys kill it all through the minor leagues and they get to the big leagues and it just doesn't click. That's why I like guys who... I mean, that's the way the Yankees built their dynasty, like of the 90s, 2000s, was because every time they got a prospect, they built him up, and before they brought him to the big leagues, they traded him away for a proven commodity that they knew could help them win now, and they just kept doing that, and they got old eventually, but how many World Series did they get out of that deal? If you get old and you die with an old team, if you get 5 World Series rings... you can deal with that. I don't think they have any regrets.
No, probably not. But then they also, some of those guys were homegrown, though, that they built around.
Some of them were.
And that's, you know, you've got, once you've got your base, I think, you know, and then.
And the Astros have their base.
Yeah. But, I mean, almost everybody close to these guys has been saying that Tucker's going to be a player. And now you're starting to see him perform at that level. Again, you never know until I get up there, but you know, Fisher, that's one I don't know about. That's a guy that, you know, at times you look at him and say, okay, he looks like he could play in the majors, and then he doesn't really do anything. So maybe I don't know that I'd give up on him yet, but he's not a guy you need right now.
No.
And, you know, give him some more time to try to develop AAA, and his value may go back up. Who knows?
Yeah. Twitter, somebody asking, Chris says, what do you think's going on with George Springer? I don't know. What's going on with Carlos Correa? I mean, these are... It's nitpicky, though, because the team's playing well.
Yeah.
I mean, at some point, you just say, well...
And both those are streaky guys, and if they go on streak, they get hot, and boom, their average goes back up. But if you just look at it over the course of the season, their production's not bad.
Mm. I mean, Correa, you have to say that 267 at this point is a little bit disappointing. He's been a little bit better the last couple of weeks versus what was happening before that. But
I expect more than him out of that, and I think he will. He'll go through a hot streak, and next thing you know, he'll be hitting 280 again. I kind of feel the same way about Springer. I kind of feel like those guys are 280 hitters.
So. I feel like Springer, Correa should be better than a 280 hitter. I think when he starts to figure out what he really is as a ball player, I think he's better than a 280 hitter. I think for Springer, I think it's kind of reasonable. Like I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility to think that George Springer for his career might be a 270, 280 hitter, which it's not like it's a bad thing. It's just he's probably not quite the superstar that a lot of people thought he would be after last season. And I think you and I both agreed that last season was probably the best George Springer you'll ever see.
Yeah, the first half George Springer.
Right. Well, but even like his overall numbers ended up, I don't know if you're ever going to get that. But yeah, the last couple weeks of George Springer have been a disaster.
But he's really streaky, though. He always has been. Remember, they were trying to, everybody's talking about move him out of the leadoff spot in the series, and then he winds up being MVP.
Yep.
So, hey, listen for your chance to win in the name game, where we call two names, and if one of those is your name, you try to be the first caller and the winner of today's prize, a $50 gift certificate to West Houston Archery. Located just off the Katy Freeway, West Houston Archery is your one-stop shop for bow hunters. Plus, it's the largest indoor range in Houston, sporting 19 lanes with distances up to 30 yards. The bench gave away to today's prize to Keith, since he was the first caller. Congratulations, Keith, for being today's winner. And those of you who were named Brad, you sucked at calling and dialing. So Keith beats Brad today. That actually sounds fun. I like to go to archery range and shoot targets.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a very quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5's Market Scoreboard Report, presented by Texas Citizens Bank.
A very rough day to start off the final week of the second quarter today as the Dow resumed its downward path, falling 328 points at the close to 24,252, breaking below some key technical levels. The Dow was down about 500 points at one juncture before recovering at the end of the day amid ongoing concerns about a deepening trade war with China. The top trade representative for President Trump suggested that China is not currently being targeted to ban or curtail investments in U.S. technology companies, but there will be a report coming out from the U.S. government as to which countries and companies may not be allowed to invest in U.S. technology. S&P down 38 to 2717. The NASDAQ got ripped down 160 points to 7532. The small cap Russell 2000 fell 1.67%. It was a risk-off day all the way around. The dollar weakened. Oil dropped 53 cents to $68.05 a barrel. Gold up just about $3. A little flight to quality into U.S. treasuries as the yields dropped to below 2.88%.
ESPN 97.5's Market Scoreboard Report was presented by Texas Citizens Bank, the official bank of ESPN 97.5.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz. Make sure you check out SportsMap, sportsmap.com. Follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. Lots of great stuff on there today. There'll be lots of great stuff on there tomorrow. In fact, there'll be lots of great stuff Wednesday, too, because guess what?
Every day!
Every day.
It's great stuff.
Is a party on SportsMap. And we will have some
good And there stuff. Ain't no party like a SportsMap party.
No kidding.
Because a SportsMap party won't quit.
All right. Something like that. 713-780-ESPN is your number. We have to do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Somebody sent me this right before the show, and there's a video of it, and there's some NSFW language. But basically, go to Florida, where we always go.
Of course.
And there's a video of a man who's on the roof of, on the hood of his car, going down I-95, roughly 70 miles an hour. And apparently his girlfriend took off with him on the hood of the car.
Oh, no.
And
I would break up with her.
Yeah, I got to say, there's, you know, I don't have a long list of things that will make me break up with you, but driving your car at 70 miles an
trying
hour.
Trying to make
me
die? Yeah. I don't like that. That makes my penis soft.
Daniel Maida, who recorded the incident, said, she is definitely pissed off at him for something. All I was thinking is this guy's going to slide off and hit me, slide off the other side, or if anything, he's going to slide down and she's going to hit him, and then she's going to crash into somebody else.
Yeah.
But the car and its extra passenger eventually exited, and they called 911. And the guy said he didn't even look like he was freaked out by what was going on, but I was freaking out. I'm going to guess when all's said and done, there's probably some meth involved in this because it's Florida.
It's not that's not impossible.
Yeah. So apparently they've reached out to the Florida Highway Patrol to see whether they are investigating the incident.
So all right.
That's where it stands. And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Yeah, this is why I don't even like getting into Astros talk because people are like, because remember a couple of weeks ago that everybody was talking about trade Dallas Keuchel and all that crap.
Well, that's it's absurd.
It was absurd. And oh, well, sure, we got to be worried about him. You seen his last two starts? He's just fine.
He's fine.
Yeah. You seen him naked in that
Although
issue?
It, he's just I fine. Saw. Oh, yeah. That, oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's not so fine, but you know.
Yeah. Aristotle Sharp says, when Springer ends up hitting 290 for the year with 30 bombs, what will you say? Is this like the time when you asked me when the Rockets beat the Warriors, what will I say? Because that's the same guy who asked me that.
Yeah.
When the Rockets beat the Warriors in the Western Conference Finals, what are you going to say then? Am I wrong, Aristotle? You got to change that name now, I think.
Yeah, I I don't think you're quite living up to it. Either one of them, frankly. I digress. Did you see this bit about California's got this proposal to split into three states?
I did see that.
It's kind of bizarre. But apparently,
it's going to mess up the flag, though. And, yeah, you know, listen, Trump's base is not going to stand for that. Adding two more stars? No way. No way. We won't even give Puerto Rico a star. Now we're going to give it to other California? No thanks.
Well, I guess the three things that we're going to split it into: Northern California, which would have 40 counties with approximately 13.3 million people. So it's
Does it encompass San Francisco?
Yeah, San Jose, basically from just south of San Jose to what is currently the end of the state in the north, right?
Okay.
And then you'd have a very small one, California,
which is basically LA County.
Six counties with 12.3 million people, goes all the way to Salinas to the north and Los Angeles to the south. And then the third one would be called Southern California.
Which they would also would be known in California circles as Poor California.
Fresno to the north, San Diego to the south. So NASCAR California is what they would call that
Redneck California.
Yeah. But San Diego is separated from Los Angeles. That's a little weird.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see...
You gotta have at least one decent city in every one of those things.
Yeah, that's probably
the only fair way. Because like, if Fresno had to be the capital of that California, it'd be like, oh, what a ripoff.
Well, Northern California could just keep Sacramento, so they don't have to change anything.
Right.
What do you think? Santa Barbara becomes your LA County one?
I don't know. I don't know what it would be. I mean, I guess it would have to be. No, Riverside.
No, Riverside's in the one with San Diego and
Fresno.
Oh,
it's in poor California?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, yeah.
It's going to have to just be LA, yeah. Anaheim?
Maybe, yeah. Anaheim or one of the other.
Yeah, one of the. How about Compton?
Torrance.
I want Compton to be the capital.
Oh. A political science professor at Cal Riverside said he was worried about the arbitrary manner in which the lines were drawn.
Oh, it is. It,
and how
it looks
they could
crazy.
Affect less affluent parts of California.
You mean poor California?
Yeah, it looks
exactly.
It looks no different than any gerrymandering we've seen anywhere. It's just now we're chopping up a steak.
Yeah, they're like, okay, here's all the tech money. Here's the LA money. Here's the rest of the state. Let's let these guys fend for themselves. Northern California and California will do fine.
Northern California would be the nation's second richest state.
Oh, looky there.
And California, which would include L.A., would be the nation's 12th richest state.
What would poor California rank?
Doesn't really say.
It would rank right up there with Mississippi and Alabama, would be my guess.
Yep.
Arkansas level. Good luck.
Georgia.
Yeah. I mean, that's like... You're basically giving them the desert portion of the state, too. It's like, okay, this is all the uninhabitable land. Southern California. And of course, they call it Southern California because that's what, you know, we think of that as like some sort of paradise.
Yeah.
No. That's dirt California, what they're offering up.
Yeah.
Fresno.
See, I always thought that eventually, like, California and Oregon and maybe Washington would just say, screw you, United States, we're going to form our own thing.
Yeah, but, like, Oregonians and Washingtonians hate California.
Yeah.
Because California, they try to move up into their places, and they don't want that. They're different level hippie in the real Pacific Northwest.
But that's the problem. Even hippies can't agree anymore.
That's true. But they don't want an invasion. They don't want a California invasion. That's what they do agree on. All right. What did you say, John? Triangle? John's pressing his button, and it's like, give me one syllable.
Yeah, it's like, eagle.
All right, Triangle Energy. Listen, there's a lot of different energy providers out there. They're always offering something new, from free weekends, free days, $600 bonuses. The list goes on and on and on and on. And you may have fallen for one of those deals because when you first hear about it, it's like, man, that sounds pretty good. I'll get the first week of every month for free. That's great. And it's great. Until a couple months later and they've changed up your bill and they hit you with those extra fees and you're now paying a higher rate. Nobody wants that. Triangle, they keep it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you pay. There's no gimmicks. There's no minimum usage fees. There's no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. It's just good, honest business from a good, honest, born in Texas company. Electricity rates are still rising, so lock in now if you can. They're going to keep going up until July and August. So if you're in a situation where you can get into a new contract, lock it in now. 877-93-EAGLE or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN for an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TriEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN. PUCT license number 10064.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.